Ladies and gentlemen, it's Monday. Tomorrow on the show, former Senator John Danforth will be our guest, and Crazy Dr. Ron, though they will be separated. We don't want to put them in the same hour at the same time. That could cause some type of international incident. We don't certainly don't want that. But on the same show, John Danforth and Crazy Dr. Ron. It's Monday. That means we need to check in with our friend Dick Weiss, media critic, longtime editor of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. He's a part of WeissWright.com as well as STL Beacon, stlbeacon.org, which is a new website launched by some past employees of the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. And it is a online newspaper, I guess.
Right.
Best way to describe it, right? stlbeacon.org. Good morning this morning.
Good morning.
What do you think of the new website of the Post?
Well, they launched it, I guess, last week.
Right.
I went to it one last week, kind of early in the morning, and it was down completely.
It was Monday.
Under construction.
Yeah, yes. It was Monday, yeah.
I don't know how many hours it was, but it was just momentary for me. And then it was unveiled, and I like it a lot. I think that it has more personalities than Sybil, if you remember the movie.
Sally
but
Field.
But it's, yes, Sally Field. And she's, I had a crush on her.
I did too, in did Hooper. You? Remember, yeah. She was in Hooper. With Jan Michael Vincent, I believe, and Burt Reynolds.
I was more into the nun thing, but never mind.
Actually, I really like her on the Boniva commercials.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, I have only one life to live or one body. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
Boniva.
Long may she live.
Yeah.
But at any rate.
But I digress.
Yes.
You sound like you sound like you're out of breath.
I am a little bit.
What are you running?
I usually like to get here about 10 minutes early, and I was. You know, when the traffic comes on, I'm thinking, and I'm still in traffic. I'm a little worried there, so I kind of hustled to get into the studio.
Well, we are here for you. We'll give you a second.
You would have vamped for me, wouldn't you?
Sure. Here's what I dislike about the new website. Change. I like the old one. I knew where the old stories were. I knew where to find them. I knew how to get to them. I liked it. You didn't need all this new chain, the new color, and the new this. Yeah, you don't need all that
stuff. You just revealed who you're not voting for. You realize that. This is change you can believe in.
A change for change's sake is not necessarily a good thing.
Well, I found it more navigable. I think it was easier to find things.
And really?
There are a lot of drop-down menus and telling you where you want to go.
Right.
I think that when I talk about multiple personalities, there is the news. This consumer likes to find the news.
Sure.
And that's at the top.
Right.
But then there's all this stuff kind of in the middle, which really is encouraging you to interact.
Right, right,
put
right.
air quotes around, interact.
Right.
And I'm not that interested in Joe Blow's opinion.
Right.
Joe Blow is, and if Joe Blow gets to be on the front of the homepage of STL Today, that's quite a little coup for him, and he'd probably call in all his friends and saying, you know, look at me. I'm there, but of course you're there for – maybe a nanosecond, and then it's somebody else's turn.
Right, right, right.
So that I don't like quite so much. And it's a little bit cosmetic. If you go to the blogs, for instance, it's sort of the same old blogs. And Bernie's got his, and Gordo's got his.
Right.
And,
now, what was it? What was the color before it was red? It was like, it was a different color. I mean, because I remember when they went from whatever color that was to the red background.
Right.
I remember thinking, I don't like that.
Yeah. Now, this is kind of a Miami Marlins.
Yeah. This
kind of phase,
is a weird.
Yeah.
I mean, really, color on the internet's cheap, right? You could have picked any color, and they picked this color.
They went with that palette.
I don't know.
I'm sure there were some great hundreds of thousands of dollars of research that went into what color.
I don't get it. Now,
but that's about the fourth incarnation of
site. I don't get it.
Change.
Well, you know, all these editors, you know, more. It's got to be more interactive. And we're going to zip up the website. It's like, you know what? Just put out a website. Give me the links. Give me the stories. And leave me alone.
Of course, you know, this is a call-in show, isn't it? And that's interactive. So maybe you're just jealous.
Yes, but we've always been a call-in show.
Yes, that's right.
That's a little different.
You don't change.
Now, were you at the paper when they made all these changes from the old format to this new format? Were you there then?
Yes. Which is actually, it was designed to be much more community-oriented. And to zone the news more narrowly. And it was anticipated that this would be done with a certain staffing level. And then just a month before we went with this, they cut the staff.
Okay.
So
I don't
difficult.
Know. I don't know if they achieved what they were going after or not. But I will tell you that when they first made all these changes, I didn't like it. Because you changed everything, even the font.
Right.
On the stories, you changed.
Right.
I didn't like that.
Yeah.
I like the newspaper the way I like my newspaper, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're inundated with people just like me saying that the paper was fine the way it is. What do you need to go make changes for?
Right.
Now, after 2 or 3 years of
reading it
like this, don't go changing it again on me.
Yeah.
I like it this way.
They will.
See, that just doesn't make any sense
for
me.
Count on that.
Doesn't make any sense for me. But anyway, now, here's my question. I think I have noticed, and maybe I don't know this for sure, but I read a story in the paper, in the actual paper. And then I went online and I read that same story, and it was a little shorter online.
Shorter?
Yeah. Oh. Are they saying, hey, you can get more in your newspaper if you pick it up to boost subscriptions? Or did I just find a version that was actually shorter?
What you may have found was something that they posted immediately when they had the news, which would be a shorter version. And then they would have more time to put it, to write it out and put it in the newspaper.
Right. That's, okay.
And so you may have just found something that hadn't yet been updated.
Right. Okay.
But ideally, you online, you might find more depth. There is only so much space in the paper, and of course, cyberspace is almost infinite.
Right.
And so you can get more depth and more background and so on.
Okay, so they're not trying to use the website to drive it to the newspaper.
Well, they're definitely trying to use the website to drive you into the newspaper in lots of different ways. But increasingly, the newspaper is going to be a guide to what you can find online. unfortunately for the Post-Dispatch and many other newspapers, the ads that people buy to get the online audience are a lot cheaper than the ones you can buy
right.
in the newspaper.
But you know what? Saturday, I want to go to a movie with a friend, and I had my Saturday paper right there.
Mm-hmm.
My laptop was shut down. I'm not going to open my laptop and log on and this and that and get to the keyword and then look for it. I open up the newspaper weekends, like, boo, oh, here it is, you know, 3
but
o'clock
soon,
in the afternoon.
But soon you will. Soon you will just flip your phone open and click on the link to STL Today or the link for the movies, and it'll be just
true.
As easy.
You might be right there.
And it'll give you a map to get there.
Yeah. All right, Dick Weiss is our guest. What else you want to talk about? You are making a case about why John McCain is not being criticized for some of his endorsements from some pastors?
Yes. It was interesting. Actually, this all kind of reached critical mass for me as I kept hearing candidates talk about how they want to unite the country.
Right.
And they would say,
black
and white, Hispanic
right.
and Asian,
yeah.
Christian and Jew. And I'm thinking, wait, who are we leaving out here?
Blue collar, white collar,
but nobody ever mentions Muslim.
Yeah.
There are, by some estimates, and there's lots of estimates, 5 million American Muslims, Muslim Americans,
right.
and no candidate will include Muslims in this idea of uniting the country. Least of all, I hate to say, Barack Obama, who a lot of people think he is a Muslim,
right.
and he's not, and he's been, fighting that characterization for a long time. So I was talking to my friend Aisha Sultan, who works at the Post-Dispatch, and by the way, writes a great column called Dirty Laundry, which is about being a mom. And I said, what do you make of this?
Right.
You notice this? And she said, well, what I've noticed is that Muslim has become a slur in this campaign that's simply insinuating that someone might be, could be, once was a Muslim is enough of a damnation to sink them. She says, Obama is probably the recognizes the great uniter, but she says, I'm pretty disappointed that he hasn't said, no, I'm not a Muslim, but even if I was, so what?
Right.
No one has said that.
But you're right, because people, when they say, oh, he was a Muslim, like saying he was a terrorist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, there are some Muslims who are.
Right.
But a tiny minority.
And there are some Christians who are terrorists.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
And so now in regards to McCain, he has approached many pastors and asked them for their support. And some of them have really engaged in hate speech against Muslims, and that has not. There's a pastor by the name of Parsley, the leader of a 12,000-member congregation, who has basically said that we should have a holy war against Muslims, and he's a McCain supporter. Now, he said some Jeremiah Wright kinds of things.
Right, on the
other
side.
You might say. Now, people say, well, he didn't baptize McCain's children or anything like that, but actually, it's a little bit different. McCain, this was sheer political calculation on McCain's part, going to these pastors saying, I don't care about anything in the past. You haven't baptized my children. I just want you to endorse me because I need your evangelical vote.
Right.
So, you know, you can weigh that against a guy who grew up with, at least as an adult, with Jeremiah Wright and attended his church and engaged in the good things that the church does and perhaps did listen to some things that were not.
Right. It's interesting. A lot of, but, and I'm going to dangerously talk here. Perception,
as you always do.
Perception is reality. Reality isn't necessarily perception. But if you have a, no one looks at John McCain, yes, he's pandering. There's no question about it. I don't think anybody truly thinks John McCain is an evangelical. So he gets a pass on that. Whereas Bush didn't get a pass for going to the Bob Jones University that was speaking out against Catholics and or interracial marriages because he portrayed himself as an evangelical.
Right.
So Bush was criticized for that. Barry Obama, nobody knows where he is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody, we don't know him as well.
Right. So
well.
His pastor, his longtime pastor, comes up and says these things. That's a story.
Yeah.
But I suspect that and I heard John McCain say somewhere, somebody was pressing him on it, whether it was Chris Wallace or George Stephanopoulos, but they said, should you have taken some of these endorsements? And he said, probably not, but, and then went on to whatever.
Right.
But McCain is very good at admitting a mistake and blowing right over it.
Well, yeah, he criticized the Bob Jones people, and then and then he was happy to accept a Pat Robertson endorsement later.
Right.
Tried to stay out of the Confederate flag controversy. Then he apologized.
Right.
So he actually kind of flip-flops on straight talk, the way I look at it. And, you know, that's okay. Every politician does to one extent or another. And you just factor that in.
Right.
It gets a little absurd.
Yeah. What's the anything new going on with the STL Beacon?
Well, you ought to look at the Beacon for this thing called Dinororus. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, at the zoo. And instead of writing a little story about it, Mary Leonard went out with her camera and a tape recorder and took some great pictures of everybody from kids to paleontologists kind of walking around this exhibition and making comments. And so it's an audio slideshow, and it opens with a 8-year-old kid talking about how cool the dinosaurs are and so on. And then it sort of segues to the paleontologist, who's also kind of enthralled with the whole thing. And it's a very fun. It's about 3 minutes to watch, and it just shows you what you can do on the internet that's different than what you'll see on television and different than what you will see in print.
That's STLbeacon.org. Now, did you see the Reverend Caldwell this weekend? The Reverend Caldwell is a big supporter of Barry Obama's. He's a reverend from Houston.
No.
Reverend Caldwell?
Tell me about
that. No, it's interesting. Reverend Caldwell is a big supporter of Barack Obama. And he's a big Houston minister, and he presided over the Jenna Bush wedding.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So it was a bipartisan wedding.
I see. And did he say anything?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't.
He stuck to the script.
Didn't say anything about AIDS coming from the government or anything like that. No, it was all very on the up and up.
Yeah, that would have been. I'm a big Jenna Bush fan. I think she's come a long way from those drinking days.
Well,
she's
written
a nice book. And
she's also said that she's not sure who she's voting for.
Right.
She was on with her mother, Laura Bush, and I think it was on Larry King.
Yeah, play hard to get.
And she's leaning. She almost said she's kind of leaning towards Barack Obama, actually.
Well, and I think Julie Nixon Eisenhower, I believe, is an Obama supporter.
And there's a Bush sister.
There's precedent.
There's a Bush sister. Mm-hmm. Jeb and Neil, and there's a sister in there somewhere. I think she's the youngest. Right. She's a Democrat.
Right. Well, and of course,
there's their token Democrat.
They've heard
in the
rumor that McCain maybe didn't vote for Bush. So you would think there might even be more Obama supporters, including perhaps the president. Who knows?
What's the best story we've never read?
The best story you've never read, we need to harken back to Mother's Day. There was a, many people do not know this, but there was once a movement afoot to have a Mother's Day mom, you might call it a momument, in Washington.
Memory.
And it was set up to be 297 feet high. And it was going to have a crowning arch with a group of figures, including a heroic mother holding the torch of enlightenment in one hand while offering a just kindled torch to manhood and young womanhood. There were mothers sending sons off to battle, women ministering to injured soldiers, and as the writer said, all the monument lacked was a bowling alley and a Zeppelin landing strip. And so you will want to read about this monument to mothers that never got built. And it's from the Washington Post.
Why did it never get built? No funding for it?
Apparently, the funds for it were kind of disappeared.
Uh-huh.
And it was supported by a mom who was actually probably not a very good mother herself, but it was one of these things, you know, look at me. She was a socialite. And it never got built. And in fact, she sued the designer who was trying to collect.
Of course.
I think he was promised over $1 million, and he was just trying to collect $30,000. He was sued for blackmailing her.
All good monuments end in the Sue story.
Right. Yeah. So,
all right, that's
what
best,
you missed.
That's the best story we've never read. It's from the Washington Post, but you can get it on your website, weissright.com.
That's
weissright.com. Links to that from my website, also from KTRS.com. We'll put those up there. Plus, stlbeacon.org, stlbeacon.org. How are the hits coming for that?
Thanks. Oh, great. We're at least in the triple digits now.
Beautiful. Yeah, good. All right.
We're soaring.